Listening Library presents Wayside School is Falling Down. This is the author, Lewis Sacker. Chapter 1, A Package for Mrs. Jules. Lewis, the yard teacher, frowned. The schoolyard was a mess. There were pencils and pieces of paper everywhere. How'd all this junk get here, he wondered. Well, I'm not going to pick it up. It wasn't his job to pick up garbage. He was just supposed to pass out the balls during lunch and recess and also make sure the kids didn't kill each other. He sighed, then began cleaning it up. He loved all the children at Wayside School. He didn't want them playing on a dirty playground. As he was picking up the pencils and pieces of paper, a large truck drove into the parking lot. It honked its horn twice, then twice more. Lewis ran to the truck. "Quiet," he whispered. "Children are trying to learn in there." He pointed at the school. A short man with big bushy hair stepped out of the truck. "I have a package for somebody named Mrs. Jules," he said. "I'll take it," said Lewis. "Are you Mrs. Jules?" asked the man. "No," said Lewis. "I have to give it to Mrs. Jules," said the man. Lewis thought a moment. He didn't want the man disturbing the children. He knew how much they hated to be interrupted when they were working. "I'm Mrs. Jules," he said. "But you just said you weren't Mrs. Jules," said the man. "I changed my mind," said Lewis. The man got the package out of the back of the truck and gave it to Lewis. "Here you go, Mrs. Jules," he said. "Ugh," Lewis grunted. It was a very heavy package. The word fragile was printed on every side. He had to be careful not to drop it. The package was so big, Lewis couldn't see where he was going. Fortunately, he knew the way to Mrs. Jules's class by heart. It was straight up. Wayside School was 30 stories high, with only one room on each story. Mrs. Jules's class was at the very top. It was Lewis's favorite class. He pushed through the door to the school, then started up the stairs. There was no elevator. There were stairs that led down to the basement, too, but nobody ever went down there. There were dead rats living in the basement. The box was pressed against Lewis's face, squashing his nose. Even so, when he reached the 15th floor, he could smell Miss Mush cooking in the cafeteria. It smelled like she was making mushrooms. "Maybe on the way back I'll stop by Miss Mush's room and get some mushrooms," he thought. He didn't want to miss Miss Mush's mushrooms. They were her specialty. He huffed and groaned and continued up the stairs. His arms and legs were very sore, but he didn't want to rest. "This package might be important," he thought. "I have to get it to Mrs. Jules right away." He stepped easily from the 18th story to the 20th. There was no 19th story. Miss Zarves taught the class on the 19th story. There was no Miss Zarves. At last, he struggled up the final step to the 30th story. He knocked on Mrs. Jules's door with his head. Mrs. Jules was in the middle of teaching her class about gravity when she heard the knock. "Come in," she called. "I can't open the door," Lewis gasped. "My hands are full. I have a package for you." Mrs. Jules faced the class. "Who wants to open the door for Lewis?" she asked. All the children raised their hands. They loved to be interrupted when they were working. "Oh dear, how shall I choose?" asked Mrs. Jules. "I have to be fair about this. I know, we'll have a spelling bee, and the winner will get to open the door." Lewis knocked his head against the door again. "It's heavy," he complained, "and I'm very tired." "Just a second," Mrs. Jules called back. "Allison, the first word's for you. Heavy." "Heavy," said Allison. "H-E-A-V-Y, heavy." "Very good. Jason, you're next. Tired." "Tired," said Jason. "S-L-E-E-P-Y, tired. Lewis felt the package slipping from his sweaty fingers. He shifted his weight to get a better grip. The corners of the box dug into the sides of his arms. He felt his hands go numb. Actually, he didn't feel them go numb. "Jenny, package." "Package," said Jenny. "B-O-X. Package." "Excellent," said Mrs. Jules. Lewis felt like he was going to faint. At last, John opened the door. "I won the spelling bee, Lewis," he said. "Very good, John," muttered Lewis. "Aren't you going to shake my hand?" asked John. Lewis shifted the box to one arm, quickly shook John's hand, then grabbed the box again and staggered into the room. "Where do you want it, Mrs. Jules?" he asked. "I don't know," said Mrs. Jules. "What is it?" "I don't know," said Lewis. "I'll have to put it down someplace so you can open it." "But how can I tell you where to put it until I know what it is?" asked Mrs. Jules. "You might put it in the wrong place." So Lewis held the box as Mrs. Jules stood on a chair next to him and tore open the top. His legs wobbled beneath him. "It's a computer," exclaimed Mrs. Jules. Everybody booed. "What's the matter?" asked Lewis. "I thought everyone loved computers." "We don't want it, Lewis," said Eric Bacon. "Take it back, Jack," said Terence. "Get that piece of junk out of here," said Marisha. "Now don't be that way," said Mrs. Jules. "The computer will help us learn. It's a lot quicker than a pencil and paper." "But the quicker we learn, the more work we have to do," complained Todd. "You may set it over there on the counter, Lewis," said Mrs. Jules. Lewis set the computer on the counter next to Cherie's desk. Then he collapsed on the floor. "Now watch closely," said Mrs. Jules. Everyone gathered around the new computer. It had a full-color monitor and two disk drives. Mrs. Jules pushed it out the window. They all watched it fall and smash against the sidewalk. "See," said Mrs. Jules, "that's gravity." "Oh, now I get it," said Joe. "Thank you, Lewis," said Mrs. Jules. "I've been trying to teach them about gravity all morning. We had been using pencils and pieces of paper, but the computer was a lot quicker." Chapter 2. Mark Miller. Mrs. Jules rang her cowbell. "I would like you to meet Mark Miller," she said. "He and his family just moved here all the way from Magadonia." Everybody stared at the new kid. He stood at the front of the room. His knees were shaking. He hated having to stand in front of the class. It was as if Mrs. Jules had brought him in for show and tell. He felt like some kind of weirdo. He just wanted to sit at a desk and be like everybody else. But worst of all, his name wasn't Mark Miller. He was Benjamin Nushmut, and he had moved from Hempleton, not Magadonia. But he was too scared to mention that to Mrs. Jules. He was afraid to correct a teacher. "Why don't you tell the class a little bit about yourself, Mark?" suggested Mrs. Jules. Benjamin didn't know what to say. He wished he really was Mark Miller. Mark Miller wouldn't be scared, he thought. He'd probably have lots to say. Everyone would like him. Nobody would think Mark Miller was weird. "Well, I guess we'd better find you a place to sit," said Mrs. Jules. She put him at the empty desk between Todd and Beebe. "Hi, Mark," said Todd. "I'm Todd. You'll like Mrs. Jules. She's the nicest teacher in the school." "Todd, no talking," said Mrs. Jules. "Go write your name on the blackboard under the word discipline." "Hi, Mark," said Beebe. "I'm Beebe Gunn." "Hi," Benjamin said quietly. He decided he'd have to tell Mrs. Jules his real name at recess. He cringed. He didn't know why, but for some reason, he had trouble saying his own name. "And what's your name, little boy?" an adult would ask him. "Benjamin Nushmut," he'd answer. "What?" "Benjamin Nushmut." "What?" "Benjamin Nushmut."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?